He said, you live, you choke a person to death. That, they keep it vile. I didn't know that. He says, you must have been choked to death. That's what he couldn't tell either. Spoke that to me.
Now, you farmed all your life?
Yes. All of my life. I was raised up right in the cotton field.
Where was your daddy born?
That's the Queen of County, down here on that place. It was on a big old plantation down here, low Miowa, but Miowa was out of town.
Yes, sir. And your mother?
Mother, too.
And they both, did he share crop?
No, sir, he had some horses, and I remember him having one mule from the starting of his farm. And first, I remember he farmed on the fourth. That's where he farmed, that white man on the fourth, until I got grown.
Yeah.
He furnished the horses to wait.
Crap. Yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell me, did your father or mother get any schooling when you were coming up? Could they read or write?
They both could read and write.
They could?
Yeah, he could read Bible. Both of them had a pretty good ordinary learning. They didn't go to no college, but they had about good a learning as you could get just from that everyday school, you know.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
I understand. Now, when you were coming up, did they let you go to school, or were you able to?
They let me go.
Tell me about the school.
I got as far as a fourth reader.
Uh-huh.
Then I come as going off working and quit school. Fourth grade.
Yes, sir. Hmm. You probably had to walk to school, didn't you?
I had to walk, at least 3 miles every day to get to school.
That's a long one.
Sure. But we had a bunch of those quarters there with about 6 or 7 houses.
Yes, sir.
And we had plenty of company. Most people next at that time had children. So it'd be about 10, 15 of us walking, going to walk to school.
There was a lot of folks out here then, wasn't there?
Oh, man, yeah. Plenty of people.
This was a plantation here.
Yeah, that was planted right down below Marv. That's why we were.
Muscadine?
No, it's the south of Muscadine. I tell you the name of it. It's one of the oldest names in this country that I know about. They call it the Nine Mile Ridge. I think it's supposed to be 9 miles long. That's the way I said. 9 Mile Ridge, that's why it is.
Yeah.
And it had several different places. And several Asian, had an Asian on every one of them. Us Asian was my daddy, we call him Wallace. What happened, this place went back to the government, and he bought in Rolling Fork a small place. And I worked for him from a boy. So he worried me, Dad, and my over the girl, Dad. He had a fellow with C after that, but he's still aging down here about 3 miles right back in here.
Yeah.
But he worried me 2 weeks to go out there because he knew me. I'd been working for him all my life. So he asked me one day, he said, I've been at you 2-3 times to get you to move. I was married then. I wanted you to go out and tend to that place still. For me, said, the old man owned it and took sick and he never would get up.
Uh-huh.
I never would make him no foundation promise. And so he asked me, why is he, the last time he come, he said, why is you won't go? I said, really, your price is a little cheap.